Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Turns out the actress who portrayed the Down syndrome character actually has Down syndrome.
The Republican Party should not attempt to co-opt the Tea Party.
So we're in the airplane. It's, you know, rolling. It's on the tarmac.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible.
You have been tweeting me.
What's a gay what?
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. This is the only real talk show left in America. We take you in a behind-the-scenes, through-the-looking-glass, Alice in Wonderland kind of tour of media, news, issues, and maybe even how you, yourself, think of things. Coming up, everything green in the Dr. Green Thumb Report. Kind of an interesting thing with the Dr. Green Thumb Report. I may try to get in. I don't know if we'll have time. The story of a number of dispensaries that are being closed down here in California as a result of they're observing the letter of the law with a lot of these marijuana dispensaries. So that's coming up. A Kentucky man is charged with threatening Obama with a poem. And of course, this hour we have Joe Stack. He's being hailed as a hero online. Joe Stack. Now, next week on Wednesday, we'll be joined by Bubba the Love Sponge. And a week from tonight, also Crime Night with Dr. Mike Stone. We'll be discussing Joe Stack and the Alabama professor that went on a shooting spree. Who, by the way, the latest on the Alabama professor that went on the shooting spree, she asked if she was fired. And guess what? No, she wasn't. Are you ready for that? So, in other words, In all of the confusion, and I'm sure that that's what it was, somebody forgot to can her ass. So that's coming up next week. 877-876-PHIL. You know, we have Ted Bell hanging on.
Yeah.
And I know that because of the contractual agreements that we have with him, we have to play our commercial. And I do want to get to what it is that we're going to be talking with him about. So let's get Ted Bell on the line and let's get his commercial played. And, let's get this... I guess, get this show on the road. Ted, get Ted Bell up on the line for me, will you please?
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted Bell here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we are planning something very special that we hope is not too politically incorrect. I'm going to tell Phil Henry about it just a minute.
Here at Ted's, we want to put on you.
All right, I got Ted Bell on the line. Ted, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're busy tonight anyway, Phil, and I wanted to talk to you about something that I am excited about. I want to tell everybody that we have great sensitivity to the situation, a tragic situation that occurred in Austin, Texas yesterday, and we want to do what we can to help in the healing, and that's what our restaurant has been about. And that's what we've always been about.
You're talking about, of course, Joe Stack. By the way, he's been hailed as a hero in what has been called an American patriot resurgence. Now, I don't know if whoever wrote that knows what a patriot is, but nonetheless, while most have been shocked by the charred scene of Joe Stack's kamikaze attack on a Texas IRS office, there is a growing number of Americans who think Stack is a hero.
I want to ask you a question, Phil. I don't know if you have the answer to this or not.
Go ahead.
I want to be sensitive, and I don't quite know how to ask the question.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, it's about an autopsy on this gentleman, Mr. Stack.
Oh, I don't know if there, to be honest with you, I don't know if there's enough left of the guy to do an autopsy.
Okay, that's although I think that, see, that's the kind of insensitivity that I wanted to avoid.
What do you mean?
There's enough left of him. We've got a lot of people out there, Phil, and I recognize what you're saying. You stand against what he did. I stand against what he did. But I also understand that there are people who admire him, and I don't want to do anything to create the idea that we're mocking him, you know?
If you don't want to do that, that's your business. I don't personally care. And I'll say again, I don't know whether there's enough left of this guy to have an autopsy.
And again, I think that since I sponsored a segment of the program, I wish that you would not do that. But all right.
To say that there's enough.
Now, saying that is there enough left of Joe Stack? There's a lot of people out there that believe in this guy. Now, let me say something. I want to anticipate you.
You know, I can't believe something.
Let me finish, all right?
No, but I can't believe something. Yesterday I had Larry Grover on and you today, and you guys are talking about this Stack like he's something special, you know?
I'm not talking about him like he's something special. Listen to what we've got planned for the restaurant over the weekend. We are changing the name of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse to Ted's of Beverly Hills Stackhouse for 2 days in honor of Joe Stack. So we will go from being Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse to Ted's of Beverly Hills Joe Stackhouse in honor of Joe Stack as a man whose methods might have been wrong, but a man who nonetheless articulated a lot of things people wanted to say.
Now, you know that a man was murdered by Mr. Stack. His name here is Vernon Hunter.
I don't want to do it. You just said murdered, and you talk about having enough left of this guy to autopsy. There are people out there that would be offended by that. I sponsor this part of the show. So I'd rather you not say that he murdered anyone. And
well, Mr. Bell, I appreciate that you sponsor this part of the show.
And I'm not trying to control your free speech.
Well, in a way, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, please, you can say he killed this man. You can say it was irresponsible. You can say that they are not able to do an autopsy on Joe Stack. But I would rather, as the sponsor of this segment, that you not say he murdered anyone. And I would rather that you not say there's not enough left of him to do an autopsy.
And that's because there are people out there who admire this guy.
There are people out there who admire this man, and I don't want to alienate people. We've got Phil, I don't want to spend the whole segment here talking about the promotion we're doing this weekend. I want people to know that we are going to be calling Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, Ted's of Beverly Hills Joe Stackhouse, and we are going to be, throughout the weekend, we are going to cut the price of our prime rib in half. We're cutting the price of our baseball steak in half, and we're cutting the price of our delicious New York strip steak in half. So what is ordinarily $35 to $40 is going to be down around $17, $18. That's number one.
All right, before you go on to anything else, you're making this a commercial effort, and I think that people are going to see right through that.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. I'm not. Do you understand? First of all, this man, Joe Stack, hasn't even been tried yet. You can't slander him as a murderer.
He's not going to be tried. He's dead.
I understand that he's dead, but you understand that he has not been tried. He's dead, so we'll never know if he's a murderer. We can say that he killed someone. And to answer your point...
All right, what about the fact that you're turning this commercial?
To answer your point about commercialism, if we did not have commercialism in this society, people wouldn't know to celebrate Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, and yes, the lives of people like Joe Stack and Vernon Hunter. Now, do you know who Vernon Hunter is?
I do know who Vernon Hunter is. He's the man that Joe Stack killed, a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, exactly. And see, what you are not doing is you're not letting me finish, because in addition to having our steakhouse called Ted's of Beverly Hills Joe Stackhouse, we are featuring the Hunter Special. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying this is it's commercialism.
I think it's crass commercialism.
No. What you don't understand is this is the melding, this is the symbiosis of news and the commercial enterprise to keep people informed and to use a current event in a positive way to attract business and to inform. And I'm not embarrassed at all.
Well, I can tell you, Ted, because I work in the media. I work in the business of media.
Now, I know you do, and guess what? I've been advertising on your show and I've been on your show many times over the last 20 years, Phil. It's not like I'm a babe in the woods.
All right, you're not a babe in the woods. To say that you're going to have a Hunter Special named after Vernon Hunter, the man that was killed by Joe Stack, and you're going to have your restaurant turned into the name of Joe Stackhouse instead of the Steakhouse, is, in my opinion, going to be received as crass commercialism.
No, it will not be seen as crass commercialism if the man whose show I'm sponsoring assists me in informing the audience that we are trying to bring together two very disparate groups, two groups of people that would be at odds with each other. We want them to come together at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Those people that would stand with a Vernon Hunter, and those people that would stand with a Joe Stack.
Oh, you know what? I can't even abide that.
You know, Phil.
All right. First of all, Vernon Hunter was a victim of a murder.
I asked you not to use that word.
Vernon Hunter was the victim of a killing. I don't know how this is some kind of him versus him thing. I don't see where, oh, well, are you a Joe Stack fan, the guy who did the killing, or are you a Vernon Hunter fan, the guy who was going to work and didn't even know he was going to die that day? I think this is a very, very clear-cut case of one man killing another, one man taking the life of another, didn't ask him whether he wanted to die, didn't ask him whether he wanted to be a part of a grand patriotic spectacle, didn't ask him if he wanted to be part of an internet event, just went ahead and took that man's life that day to further his own legacy as, I guess, in the minds of some great patriot.
You know what, Phil? That's real pretty. But I'm a business owner, much like Joe Stack was. And in his honor, I'm going to offer great deals and some quality slabs of meat. So why don't your listeners fly on over, and if you understand the term that I'm using is fly on over, that's part of what we're trying to do here. Now, you made a nice, pretty speech.
All right, so what you're saying here is, regardless of what I got to say, this is going to become a commercial pitch.
No, it is going to be. First of all, I want you to hear the message. Great slabs of meat. You understand that?
Because they put the bodies on a slab at the morgue?
Because they put the bodies on a slab. What I wanted you to say was, yes, Ted, I understand. You're going to lay the meat out.
Okay, Ted, I understand you're going to lay the meat out.
Right. You then say, why don't your listeners fly on over? That's why I said fly on over, because of the plane. Also, in honor of Joe Stack, we're not charging any taxes. Okay, on the Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirts and hats. Do you understand? See where we're going there?
Because he was against taxes.
Right.
Now, what about Vernon Hunter?
You're going to get to Vernon Hunter. You got a commercial, right?
We have a commercial break. I just want you to know that I think that...
No, I got your opinion. I know you think it's crass. Now it's time for you to help me sell my restaurant and to bring together the Joe Stack fans and the Vernon Hunter fans.
The Vernon Hunter fans, the man who died at the hands of Joe Stack.
You know, never mind.
877-876-PHIL. What's your reaction to Ted's ploy in his restaurant honoring Joe Stack by renaming his restaurant Ted's of Beverly Hills Stack House instead of Steakhouse? Or the fact that he is going to honor Vernon Hunter, the man killed by Joe Stack, by having a Hunter's special on the menu? You know what I think. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, well, why don't you cry me a river, huh?
I don't like it.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get back here now to... Ted Bell, who is at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're discussing a series of promotions that Ted is going to be having in his restaurant this weekend as he joins us from
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, I hope that people are understanding what it is we are trying to do at our restaurant. We don't mean disrespect. We want to honor every American, and that's why we are bringing up our Joe Stack promotions here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Ted.
Come on down.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Joe... I was going to say on the line with me is Joe Stack. That's great. On the line with me is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, we're talking about the promotions that you're involving your restaurant in. And I understand that, of course, you are a sponsor. I wonder if there's room, though, to discuss this.
But I wanted to point something out to your audience. I think it's fair for me to point this out to your audience, since you have made a pretty good attempt here in the last few minutes to say that I am capitalizing on a very tragic thing. I told you this is a symbiosis of news and commercial interest. And I don't think business people should apologize for these things anymore. But what you just did is you called me Joe Stack. And I want to ask you why.
I misspoke.
All right, so you're not That was not a comment that was intended to wish that I had burned alive in an airplane or something.
No, that's not at all. I misspoke. I was talking about Joe Stack. I am sorry if you thought that it was some sort of an offensive remark.
All right.
Tell me, all right, so if I say to people, go down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, they're having the Ted's of Beverly Hills Stack House.
Well, Phil, we're doing this as a way of saying to people, we understand that you like this guy. We understand that Joe Stack was important. We also know that he killed a man. The man that he killed, his name was Vernon Hunter. So we want to do some Vernon Hunter things, but we want to make this symbiosis work. So if we, you know, for instance, we have our waitresses in the prime rib room, they're wearing push-up bras, okay? Why is that? Why is that, Phil?
They're stacked.
All right. We've got instead of a double stuffed baked potato this weekend, the double stacked baked potato. These are the things we're doing. And people say, well, why are you doing this? We say, because of the guy that flew his plane into a building. We have something very simple. For instance, you can order your steak rare. You can order it rare, medium well, or Joe Stack. And we've had a few people question whether that's in good taste or not.
Or Joe Stack, meaning what?
Let me finish, if you don't mind. We've had a few people question whether that's in good taste, and we've said it's all in good fun. And when you ask me what is Joe Stack in relation to what, medium?
Well, I guess that Joe Stack means that the steak is just burned right through.
You can use your imagination on that, but that's a fair guess, yeah. I personally don't like being indicted. I'm not the one that flew the plane into the building.
No, you're not, Ted, but again, when you call a symbiosis of commercial interest and news, some people may still call just flat bad taste. Wayne in San Antonio, Texas, go ahead. You're on the phone here with Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ted, I think you're sicker than Mr. Stack is. I think that what are you trying to do? You're actually trying to promote your business with what's happened here.
By informing people of what went on in Texas and how, and they can come in and have a steak.
How dare you? How do you think we feel in Texas about what happened here?
Right.
I think you feel as bad about what happened in Texas as we felt about Robert Kennedy being shot, but you don't see me worrying about it.
Robert Kennedy was shot 40 years ago.
The point is that happened here, didn't it? Okay. So we move on. I'm not trying to make fun of anything. I'm trying to make a dollar. We're in the middle of a recession. If I could get people through the door, renaming my restaurant Joe Stackhouse, Ted's of Beverly Hills Stackhouse, or Joe Stackhouse, I haven't decided, and we feature, let me ask you, what's your name, Wayne?
His name's Wayne, yeah.
Wayne. If I say to you, hey, Wayne, how do you like your steak? Rare, medium well, or Joe Stack? You don't find that funny.
How dare you? How dare these people? What about his family? The family of Vernon, who was a military.
Exactly.
War
what about
Vernon?
You're just making
Vernon Hunter, the man that
profit.
Vernon Hunter, the man that died.
I understand now. Yes, the Vernon Hunters. We've got the Hunter special on weekend, so we've got all of our bases covered. Well, I don't. What do you do for a living, sir? I don't know if you run a business. I'm trying to keep people through the. You know.
I'm a police officer, Mr. Bell.
Oh, so in other words, you don't own a business. You don't know what it's like. I'm stretching every nickel.
I do have a business on the side also.
On the side? Well, what is it, a hobby? This is how I make my living. This is how I make my living. This is how I feed my family. And you're telling me that I can't feed my family.
No, but you're feeding your family at the expense of somebody else's family.
No, listen to me. That's dirty money.
How do you like your steak? How do you like your steak, Joe Stack?
Phil, this guy's a wacko.
You know something, Mr. Bell? The fact is, when you say that you need to feed your family, you're feeding your family at the expense of another man's family.
Exactly.
That guy tried to burn his own family out of a house. What are you talking about?
At the expense, are you going to donate any money to that guy's family?
Oh, here we go. This is where it starts.
Are you going to donate any money to Mr. Stack's family?
No, this is where it starts. This is where you get the businessman by the short and curlies, excuse my language.
You know what, this guy, Mr. Bell, you sound like O.J. Simpson. What O.J. Simpson did. The same thing that O.J. Simpson did.
You know something? You know what? What kind of cop are you? Are you changing flat tires on the freeway? Is that what you do? Because you're not going to make it up the ranks any higher than that, man. You are never going to make it up the ranks to an inspector. Is that O.J. Simpson?
No, when he wrote his book...
I tell you what, go get a lug wrench out of the trunk, okay?
No, he called the pot.
That's not known. Phil and...
Wrong.
877-876-PHIL.
Famous Bill Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
You better believe it. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are having a weekend where we honor the American Patriot, and we're featuring our Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Here at Ted's.
In Beverly Hills.
Where you want to put on me
Hills.
Your mouth.
I didn't burrow it.
Ted Bell with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. We talk about the very, very unfortunate events of yesterday. Ted, you heard that gentleman calling from Texas. Do you feel you owe the people of Texas some sensitivity?
Absolutely, Bill, and I recognize, as do we all recognize, that this was a very traumatic event for the country, I think, to witness something like this. What's wrong with bringing people together? You know, there are a lot of people who don't like this guy. There's people that do like this guy. And
I can't imagine anybody that likes this guy. In my opinion, they are disturbed. They are narcissists. They're not patriots at all. They only see the world through the lens of their own need, their own anger, their own failure.
You want to write off a lot of people. You're writing off a lot of people. Anybody that admires Joe Stack is a narcissist.
Is a complete and utter narcissist, trying to blame the government, trying to blame anybody that they can for their own problems, and they don't see the horrible thing this man did, which included the cold-blooded act of murder.
And I had asked you...
All right, I'm sorry. I when he killed that man...
I'm asking you again not to use the word murder, just as I asked you not to talk about whether they're going to do an autopsy on this guy. When you talk about why they're going to do an autopsy on him, people start laughing because they, oh, look, are they going to do an autopsy on a guy that you had to sweep into an ashtray? I don't think so. So I don't think it's, you talk about me being insensitive. The insensitivity of you, Phil, bringing up, hey, Ted, are they going to do an autopsy on this guy if they can find enough of him in the ashtray to operate on? I don't find that to be funny at all.
I'm not trying to be funny. It was an honest question. Now, you say, I want to go to some more phone calls here.
Well, we got two more things.
Let me give the number, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, what we have this weekend, we're going to have, and I told you about the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is the restaurant that invented the tinfoil wrapped potato. We were the ones that came up with wrapping a baked potato in aluminum foil and cooking it that way. No one had ever done it before we did it. And we started doing that in 1981. And we've come up now with what we call our Joe Double Stack Hamburger. And we think you can have a lot of fun with this, Phil. It's two burnt to a crisp patties without buns. And
burnt to a crisp, huh?
Would you let me finish describing it before you begin to judge it?
Go ahead.
You know, this is something we're very proud of, so I'm gonna start this again. We are very proud of the Joe Double Stack Burger. Two burnt to a crisp patties, that's right, without buns. Do you know why it don't have any buns on it, Phil?
It's a hamburger, right?
It's a hamburger. You know why? It's a hamburger, but we're not going to serve it with buns. You know why?
Why?
Because Stack kissed his buns goodbye. Is that cute? And so what we're doing here is we are attempting to bring together disparate parts of this country politically. And by the way, that is an Atkins-friendly burger for those of you who are watching your carbohydrates.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
And your judgmental tone, I am noting, Phil. I'm a sponsor. I'm noting it.
Well, you can note it all you want. I mean, it's my job to comment, and that's what I'm doing. Here is Chandra. Chandra, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I totally believe that you are a contradiction. You're sitting there saying that you've got rare, medium rare, and Joe Stack, and then you won't let Phil say that the man may have been blown to bits and that he's a murderer. You're contradicting yourself, and I don't believe in what you're doing. And I'm very sorry that a person like you would do something like that, because it's a tragedy, and you need to think of that poor Vernon man's family.
Absolutely.
That's who you need to be thinking about.
We absolutely, okay. I think you, everything you're saying, I agree with. Everything you're saying. And I think that we will honor that gentleman with, we're going to come up with some ideas for our, you know, appetizers, things like that.
Okay. Why do it at all? Why have it at all, you know?
Well, look, can I answer the lady's question? I understand what you're saying, Chandra. The reason why I didn't want Phil to use the word that you went ahead and used, which I'm sorry you used it, when I say, would you like your meat rare, medium, or Joe Stack, it brings a little spring to your step. It's funny. When Phil talks about murder and autopsy, everybody wants to throw up.
But no, see, that's
now
not
you.
Funny. That's not funny when somebody comes up to you. That's not, no, I don't find that humorous at all. And I don't think that other people would. And I understand that, yes, you have a business and you'd like to promote and the economy is down and all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
But, sir, I believe you're going about it in a very wrong way. And just because individuals do get angry does not give them the right to go and fly planes into buildings and cause innocent people like
Mr. Vernon.
Well,
help me with something then, okay? I was on the internet today, and I was over at Facebook, and it looked like everybody loves this guy.
You go to Facebook, you got to get out into the world, man. You got to understand what
this guy. I don't care.
Not everybody does. Not everybody does like this guy. Not everybody likes him. Ted, you go over to Facebook. You think everybody? I would say that the majority of people consider this man to be a murderer. Consider this man to be a narcissistic psychopath. Consider him to be nothing more than a mass murderer, like that James Huberty that went into that McDonald's.
Well, then
whoa, hey, wait.
Wait a second. Just because the other people exist that may find it humorous, I don't think that is not good business, sir. That's not good business. And
right,
no,
now,
I will not
come
into your restaurant. I am very
sorry,
but I can no longer talk to you.
Oh, my
God bless. And for the love of God, man,
you wouldn't have a double stack stuffed baked potato? You wouldn't have a double stack stuffed potato on the house. You wouldn't even have that.
I think she's made her decision.
Excuse me, but I'm asking her. Am I asking you? Am I even looking at you? I'm asking the lady.
She hung up.
I think you cut her off. That's what you did.
No, she hung up.
No, you cut her off. I refuse to believe that she hung up. I think I was getting her interest and I was getting her sympathy by saying, would you like a double stack, what do we got? We got the stuff, there's something that's stuffed and it's doubled up.
I don't know, man. I don't have your menu in front of me.
Okay, man. I was going to ask her if she'd enjoy a Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt tax-free.
Boy, you're in a mood, huh?
I came on here with good intention to promote my restaurant. And I have been assaulted like it's my first shower.
876 Phil. Here is Jay. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Well, first off, just got to say, I mean, this guy, I'm libertarian. This guy's obviously free to run his business, do what he wants to do, say what he wants to do. From the callers that have called in. Yeah, you're quite welcome, but from the callers that have called in so far, I'd say that I would take tonight as a good lesson to stop what you're doing before you open up and actually start doing this. It's tacky, it's untimely, and if you have to be explained as to why, I can't really do that. I'm sorry.
I understand that there are aspects. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take the sting off of it by offering these little specials. So when you say, hey, do you like it rare, medium, or Joe Stack, you know, it gives you a little bit of a laugh.
It's not funny.
I guess my advice would be if you're going to do something like that, either wait 6 months or a year, at least until it's not fresh and the funeral has been had. And then the other thing on top of that, if you're going to name your steakhouse after somebody, why would you choose a communist terrorist? This guy didn't attack the U.S. government. I would almost see them justify that. He attacked
America. A Tea Party guy.
A Tea Party guy? Where do you get that?
No, brother, you need to read the manifesto.
No, man. He was talking about his business getting screwed by the IRS. He said he hated all those taxes. That ain't a commie. Commies love taxes.
He professed the Communist Marxist Manifesto verbatim, then bastardized a new one for capitalism to make it funny.
He also voluntarily said that
the
banks and for corporations.
I didn't read it either. I don't know what he said, but I can tell you one thing. If I ask a guy, what do you say when I ask you, hey, do you like it Joe Stack or do you like it just rare?
You already asked him that question.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm in Texas.
Right.
My beef comes one way, red.
Yeah,
or
people
thinner.
Are.
I love
and
it.
Ground.
As far as
Joe Stack's concerned, he was a communist. I don't understand why he glorified him.
What about untouchables?
Well, now, Jay, you are coming on this show with your own agenda. He's not a flat-out confessed anything. He's an idiot. I read his entire manifesto, and I know the Communist Manifesto backwards and forwards. And what that jackass wrote in that manifesto has a little bit of everything in it. He's not a communist. He's a homegrown psycho. He's a homegrown psycho mass murderer, a narcissist. He doesn't make any sense. He makes about as much sense as that Virginia Tech shooter does.
And that's the
story. You know.
For us to understand somebody like that being absolutely crazy.
Can I say that I'm sponsoring this part of the program?
I'm talking to this gentleman, if you don't mind. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And one thing, Phil, I mean, as far as looking at somebody that's a mass murderer, attempted mass murderer, mass killer, whatever he was, he obviously touches on everything, seems a little convoluted, and anybody who gives somebody like that too much credence is a little crazy. But when you get right down to it, he held a line of communism all the way through. It'd be like naming a Timothy McVeigh joint and thinking it's okay. I don't understand how this guy thinks
he held the line of communism all the way through. All this guy could talk about was how he personally was being robbed. You know.
Well, sure, because from his standpoint, he's an individual. Yeah, from his standpoint, he's part of the community.
Are you guys, you know, let me tell you, I haven't been able to mention the Robert Stack Untouchables series.
Oh, get out of here, will you, with that bull crap? Anyway, thank you very much, Jay, for your call. The Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. I want to tell everybody that, what are you doing with all of this, bud? Why are you playing that? I hung up on him.
Well, I called him back.
You called him back right after I hung up on him. You call him back.
Yeah, this is Jet Valet. Listen, come on down. All right, forget it. I'm not going to do the Joe Stack or any of that stuff. All right, I screwed up. And I'll close the restaurant for the weekend, and I'll be that much poorer. Everyone happy now? Is that great? Good? Okay. So I feed my children cans from a food bank.
That was worth it.
So you're glad I called him?
No, that was worth it. Feed my kids cans from a food bank. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry. Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
All right, time for our Dr. Green Thumb report here tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and a couple little stories here locally about medical marijuana dispensaries. In Newcastle, Delaware, police responding to a report of a suspicious man carrying a gun instead found two legs sticking out of a homemade igloo. Newcastle County Police said the legs belonged to a Delaware teen who was arrested on Wednesday after he was found to be carrying a survival knife, a hammer, 7.5 grams of marijuana, and 2 marijuana pipes. County Police spokesman Senior Corporal Trinidad Navarro said the teen was released to his parents. They were a couple of Eskimos, and police said he was charged with carrying a concealed deadly weapon, the weed, and carrying a concealed deadly instrument, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of the weed. Don't eat the grass. You may face new charges. A Bossier Parish sheriff's deputy in Louisiana said a man was booked with resisting an arrest resisting an officer for allegedly eating marijuana after a deputy stopped his car for a loud exhaust pipe. Sheriff spokesman Ed Baswell said a 24-year-old man seemed nervous when he was stopped late Tuesday. Baswell said the deputy smelled marijuana, searched the suspect's car, found two bags holding a total of 2 grams of weed. That's less than 1 ounce, 1/10 of an ounce. However, Baswell said that the suspect apparently put an unknown amount of marijuana into his mouth just after he was stopped. The deputy saw marijuana on his lips and found that he had some in his mouth. What a jackass. You know, you're going to eat the weed. You might as well, you know, bring along some mouthwash. Now, we do have a couple of stories I wanted to get to here. That's our Dr. Green Thumb report nationally. Here in Southern California, we had a couple of medical marijuana dispensaries, co-ops, shut down this weekend in Miramar. And one of them's right up the freeway from us, the Miramar Collective in Summerlin, California. The Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department went in there. And they said that, and this is what the sheriff said, I don't know what the evidence will ultimately prove. The sheriff believes, obviously, they have evidence. But what they're saying is that this cooperative and one or two others was working for profit. You are not allowed to have a medical marijuana dispensary in the state of California as a for-profit venture. Now, what does that mean? It means that, like any nonprofit organization, you're allowed to pay a salary. You're allowed to pay overhead. You're allowed to do all those things. The United Way is nonprofit, and they pay enormous salaries. But you cannot be a for-profit, after all of those expenses, organization. They feel that they are finding, at least in the case here in Santa Barbara County, and now in Los Angeles County, that there are some medical marijuana dispensaries that are working for profit. Number two, when you're a collective, as the Miramar Collective is, my understanding is that you can only buy your marijuana, that is the marijuana that you ultimately sell, you can only buy it from your members, the members of your collective. While the Santa Barbara police, Santa Barbara sheriff were making this raid on Miramar Collective, two guys wandered onto the parking lot who had weed that they were going to sell the collective. They were arrested. I'm taking a guess, but I'm guessing that perhaps they were not members of the collective and instead were selling this marijuana to the collective from outside of it. And that's also technically, my understanding, a violation. Now, is all of this really the truth? This is what they're being charged with. Some of this stuff, I'm supposing. Did this stuff really happen? I don't know. I mean, the deputies and the DA in Santa Barbara figure that they have the stuff. Now, why am I making a big thing out of all of this? Why am I even... You know, like, most of you guys probably don't even smoke weed, and I understand that. And I don't either, by the way. I don't either. I'm saying this because I've always believed in the legalization of marijuana. This is a step in that direction. But I don't smoke weed. Because I personally don't like the effect it has on me. It's not a chemical. It's not an external mood enhancer that actually interacts with me very well. If you want to know the drug of choice that's probably good for me, it's alcohol. You know, alcohol relaxes me. Weed doesn't. So I'm not even talking about this as someone who uses the stuff, because I don't. I'm talking about this as a civil liberty issue. But even more to the point, the following. We said this a year ago, and I just want to say this again, and then we'll get out of this and move on and do something else. Medical marijuana, the legalization of medical marijuana in California in 1996 was a golden opportunity to push ahead toward the day when weed becomes legal. What has happened in the years since is a lot of these dispensaries have opened up, and they've been playing it real loose, and they've been real sloppy, and they've been smoking dope on the premises, and they've been selling to people that don't have a doctor's prescription, and they're selling to people that don't have a medical marijuana license, if you will, or they give you a little ID card. They, in some instances, have sold to underage people. They, in some instances, have had people walking around on the premises with joints hanging out of their mouths. In other words, when this law was passed, some people thought that it was, well, it's a happy freaking fizzies party, man. Now guess what happened? L.A. County is shutting down some of these dispensaries, some of these real sloppy jackasses. Santa Barbara County, Ventura County won't even let them open up. You want to know why? because of this group of business people that thought this was going to be free and easy money, and they operate their businesses probably the way they dress. Not too spiffy, right? So before the state of California amasses so much evidence that they go before the voters and repeal Prop 215 and eliminate medical marijuana in this state, I would suggest that those of you who run these dispensaries form a statewide organization with standards so that you can throw out of your organization any dispensary, any medical marijuana dispensary or co-op or collective, rather, that is not adhering to those standards, okay? Don't leave yourselves open as targets, because ultimately you know what's happening. These guys want to amass enough evidence to throw this out, man, to make it illegal in California to sell medical marijuana. Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, the Bush administration lawyers are let off the hook for waterboarding.
That's right.
Phil Hendry.